This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Accra last night on a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President John Dramani Mahama, including a guard of honour and 21-gun salute at the airport. Later, the leaders met in restricted and delegation-level talks. In his joint press statement following the talks, Mr. Modi announced that they have decided to give India-Ghana partnership the form of a comprehensive partnership.
हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 बिलियन पार कर चुका है. भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 बिलियन का निवेश किया है. आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
We have a report from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Both sides discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure and people-to-people ties. They welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation. Both sides committed to deepen development partnership through India-supported infrastructure and capacity building projects, offering expertise in health, pharma, UPI and skill development. The two leaders also discussed UN reforms and agreed on stronger global counter-terrorism cooperation. Following the talks, 4 MOUs in culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine, and a joint commission mechanism were exchanged. Later, at a state banquet hosted by President Mahama, the Prime Minister received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership.
That was our correspondent Alok Rai from Accra in Ghana. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on 21st of July and continue till 21st of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the government's proposal to convene the monsoon session from 21st July to 21st August 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that in view of the Independence Day celebrations, there will be no sittings on 13th and 14th of August. The annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra formally began this morning from both Pahalgam and Balthal routes amid tight security. More than 7,000 devotees from across the country had reached the base camps of Pahalgam and Balthal by yesterday evening. They started their arduous journey today through rugged mountains to pay obeisance at Amarnath Cave Shrine and have the darshan of fully formed natural Shivling or Ice Lingam of Lord Shiv. Yatris were seen chanting Bam Bam Bhole and Jai Barfani Baba Ki Jai after reaching the Kashmir Valley. They received a grand welcome from local populace, civil society members and district administration.
Bam Bam Bhole, Bam Bam Bhole, Kashmir Ki Wadi Me, Bhole Nath Ki Jali Me, Amarnath Me Dera Lala, Bhole Tera Roop Nirala, Amarnath Me.
एलजी मनोज सिन्हा साहब और हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो संदेश है कि ये यात्रा बहुत खुश असलूबी से यहाँ पे होगी और जो हमारे भाई पूरे भारतवर्ष से आए हैं ये जो यात्रा करने जा रहे हैं खुशी का आलम हो और यहाँ ये जो दुआएं करेंगे वो कबूल हो.
An elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for the safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage to facilitate devotees. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand yesterday evening. First-half goals from Sangeeta Basfore and Manisha set the tone before a dominant second half where Kartika Angamuthu, Panjuman Nirmala Devi and Nongmai Thim Ratanbala Devi added goals to the scoreline. With this result, the Blue Tigresses are only a step away from Women's Asian Cup qualification. And that is the end of this news bulletin.